So then, Virginia, there are a lot of wives who would listen to this and say, it was his love to live on a ranch, but he brings his bride to this ranch. Was this a big shock in your life?
No. I had a cousin that lived on a big ranch out of Vernon, Texas, and I would have stayed out there all the time if my grandmother would allow it, because I loved the life out there, to go with my cousin when he fed cattle or whatever they were doing. And they lived, I guess, 5 miles off of a paved road, and they were about 20 miles to the closest town. So it didn't bother me at all to go out to the ranch. We had an ice box, literally. It was an old-fashioned one where you put ice in it. And when we'd go to town, particularly in the summer, we'd bring back a big chunk of ice to put in the ice box and try to keep it cold so we could have the milk and the butter and eggs and such in a cool place.
I remember when I was a child, even in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we had an ice box.
And a man delivered
ice, you know, a couple of times a week. And you put these big chunks of ice in there. We called it an ice box. We didn't call it a refrigerator.
And then the ranch was about 60 miles away from anything, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't that far. It was about
30.
Our ranch was about 30 miles from town.
If you don't mind stating your birth date and age, I think that would be interesting to this whole story.
86. I was born October 24th, 1922.